And welcome everybody to BTS Become the Stars, our mem joggers for the week that help you get through the day. But here to explain to you what a mem jogger really is and how it works and functions is L1. L1, I want to wish you a very, very good afternoon. How you doing today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. And hello, this is L1 from BTS, and welcome to another mem jogger. For those of you who are new for learning of what a mem jogger is, these are our quick answers to the questions and comments that have been left by our viewers and our readers and through email, people having more questions after hours from our shows and reading our website. I mean, that's pretty much what a mem jogger is. Now, today's mem jogger is about that egoic system. This has been a huge topic not only in the esoteric community, but also in the business community as well, and also in the psychology community, and just overall, even in relationship communities. How many times have you heard people fighting because of their egos or accusing each other of being too egotistical? So the question is, how does exactly the egoic system learn? Some people say it's the cause of all your pain and suffering, right? Well, the answers may be pretty surprising to you. Now, before we get into that, though, I just want to introduce Luna 9. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing really great, you guys. So super happy to be here with you guys on another one of our awesome mem joggers. Now, before we do get started today, I do want to let you guys know that we are self-sponsored by theawesomeshop.com, and that is, you can learn how to convert your spending into earning, and you can get cash back, you know, help others do the same, which is pretty awesome. So also, if you like to go shopping like I do, you can go to shopping.becomethesource.com, and that's where you can buy all the items that you love, whether it be shoes, whether it be necklaces, things back to school, you know, tires for your boyfriend's car, which, you know, everybody loves to do that. You can do that there. Also, if you want to check out how this all works, you can actually go to cashback.becomethesource.com. That's where you can see how the shopping annuity really works if you're curious about that. Now, aside from that, a super big thank you to novismsynergy.com. That's how you can learn how to self-sponsor and do what we do. So without a further ado, here is the Novi.
I don't know why you always put me on the spot, young lady, but today's topic is, you know, about learning, and everything about learning really interests me, as everybody knows. So can I have the big day music, please? Yes, of course, and here you are at Become the Source, where we're going to learn about learning, which I really like very much, but we're going to break it down from the esoteric point of view, off-world, the hybrid world, that means you in the esoteric world, and the experiential world, where Luna 9 has challenged everyone to learn and then to teach. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. So I'm kind of confused, like always, because how the egoic system learns. I'm going to open up with, first of all, my favorite product. I'm going to plug this in real quick for you guys that are a little, you know, slow. I mean slow, like you can't get up in the morning, you can't run, walking up the stairs, you're having some issues, knees bothering you a little bit. That OPC3 really cleans up the blood sludge. I drink it. I call it the blood waters because it cleans my waters up. Mm. And I'm sure, Luna 9, you have a product that you like a lot, right? You're sponsoring also?
I do.
What's your product?
I actually really like...
Dun, dun, dun.
This guy. This is actually Bliss, and it's an anti-stress formula. And it's pretty freaking amazing, you guys. So not only does it help you moderate your mood, stabilizes your mood, but it helps you adapt your stress. So you just need two of those a day. I take it before I go to work so I can be all good to go.
And L1, you got a favorite product, and you go ahead and handle that product and also handle our topic.
Okay, so we've got the digestive enzymes here. Now, one of the viewers asked me a question. They said, so do you only take digestive enzymes because you got issues with your stomach? Answer is no. Not only can this help, well, may help ease the occasional upset stomach, but it actually helps promote healthy digestion so you don't have problems in the first place. It's really fizzy. It's nice.
Anyway. Can't beat
so,
that.
You know, first, I want to say real quickly here, as far as the egoic system, first of all, I think we need to drop the judgment that the egoic system is something that needs to be beaten into submission even killed altogether. It's impossible. You cannot do that.
Hi, I am the ego, and I want to say thank you. I've been getting a bad rap.
If anything, I mean,
poor
I would say
little
this.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, I would say this. If anything, if you think, first of all, the egoic system is always learning. Second of all, what the pain and suffering you're going through is a result of poor learning
it's
or
true.
Mislearning, whatever you want to say. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the egoic system definitely has to go through a lot of learning, a lot of different levels of understanding and awareness. Not just, like, the awareness of, like, oh, it's there, but the awareness of it, like, seeping through and, like, you know, kind of mingling with the rest of what's been going on in the egoic system before that new awareness came along. Then it simmers and it marinates, and then, you know, you have, like, an epiphany or you're a different person. So you have to go through things like associations, you know, repetition. You definitely need consistency. You need to practice, because that is how you embed a new habit into your everyday life. So, you know, you need to have, you're going to have some issues with, like, your ingrained belief systems, because those are paths, you know, that you've walked through all your life. There are these already embedded associations that sometimes keep you from wanting to be more open to other levels of awareness. And yeah, I mean, everybody's gonna have that, so you just have to kind of be open-minded enough to, you know, be like, hey, you know, I'm here to seek first to understand what this is and not judge it, and then let's see what happens, you know what I mean? So yeah, can the egoic system stop learning? No, I mean, this is a good thing. You know, it's not here to, you know, keep you from doing what you want or anything like that. It's not here to be your enemy. I mean, it's here to be your best friend. You just need to kind of show it the kind of life that you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
so
it'll follow
questions, of course. And thank you so much for that. But we really, a lot of folks don't define the egoic system. So let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this construct you live in called a human body, and that the human body uses a brain, and that brain collects data, information, and then artificially it reassembles and associate that data with whatever you thought was beneficial to you and not beneficial to you, which was probably taught to you between the ages of 2 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other things kind of, you know, they get packed down there. So the issue then is that the egoic system is an artificial intelligence that actually runs your bodies, your emotions, and chemicals. So if I say a word to you in German, or if I make a word, I'll be like, ach, nie, right? Don't ask me to repeat that. But if I were to say that to you, you'd probably laugh like, what a clown. But if that would have been a real word in your language, which is a cuss word or something like that, you would have, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Oh, you know, and you're going to get all mad over nothing because it's just a sound, right?
True.
For that matter, you walk outside and the squirrel and the birds, oh, look at these pretty birds. They're probably saying bad words to you. You don't even know it. So the egoic system has to reassemble language, compile all kinds of information for you. And that's how you're living your life, kind of reactively to what was trained. So that's the egoic system. So with that said, the egoic system is really learning from what? Experiences, what you expose yourself to, and how you interpret it. So can it stop learning? No, but what is learning? The same things all over again?
Why?
And then you're going to say, I want to stop the egoic system. You're going to stop your only tool for learning that beats your heart and everything else and makes the chemicals for you? That's kind of ludicrous to me. I don't know.
So it's a benefit then to re-educate and reprogram the ego. Now, I do want to bring up just real quickly, the Learning How to Learn course actually was I would personally recommend it as one of the best ways to relearn or learn some new habits for your ego.
Say new again?
New.
So that's pretty good. Luna, what do you think of the egoic system, how it functions, and what you got going on with that?
I think the egoic system is a very tricky thing. I think it's very stubborn, only because it's really there to keep you from dying. You know, it wants you to survive. It wants you to get what you want, but it does it based on a default system that can be very detrimental to you subconsciously and can keep you from expanding into a bigger encompassment of yourself. So, you know, like L1 said, you know, just the Learn How to Learn course is a great course. You know, I took it. It definitely, you know, opened up you know, my mind to a lot of different concepts that I hadn't thought before. And, you know, just, you know, allow yourself to expand. Don't let fear keep you from expanding into something really beautiful.
So here's what I got to say about it. You kind of hit it on the nose there about the fear thing. I would say this. Look, there's a lot of businesses out there that can make you money. We, thanks to Novism Synergy alliances with you. You'll go to novismsynergy.com, but it's an alliance. They teach you how to monetize at home and use what you're already buying, and that's going to help you. But unless you're aware of that, unless you convince yourself of that, then you're not going to get out. So that means your egoic system is going to say, oh, it's one of those things where people are going to, you know, make fun of you or whatever the case may be and whatever. But L1, you were reading a book, How to Influence People.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little bit of an adverse reaction to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the very first thing that you told me? Do you remember about how to make friends and influence people? What do you have to do with them?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, take, because I want it. Go ahead.
Which
bring
one?
It up,
was
bring it up.
No, no, no. I think it was.
I'm
show,
dying over here.
Show genuine interest.
Whether you have it or not. Go on.
And agree with them up front. Never tell them
one.
No.
Stop,
never
stop,
say you're
stop.
Wrong.
Never say you're wrong.
Never
you
say
come
to somebody
up to me
you're wrong.
And you say, Novi, you're terrible. I go, you know, you're very right about that. What brought that up? Because, I just want to learn. So I can't disagree with you. And so think about it. You go into a doctor and he knows not a quack doctor, but one that, it's going to take the time to really give you a good reason for your ailment, and he has the right solution. And then all of a sudden, you're going to say, I don't believe you because I watch on TV 27 times something else, something different. So therefore, doctor, you don't know what you're talking about. So you're going to walk out of there and probably live about a week and just croak over. And then, you're going to go back to the great big pie in the sky. And they're going to say, back already? I'm like, well, we gave you the answer. You just weren't listening. So that's what I really liked about that, Al. But if you want to influence people to make friends, hey, just agree with them the whole time through. But that's part of your egoic system. That means I cannot tell you anything that goes against you. That is ludicrous.
Now, granted, you have to know this. The author of that book said flat out, I'm speaking from the fact that people are
ludicrous.
He said, I'm speaking from the knowledge that people are very selfish, egoic beings. So therefore, you're going to have to cater to them. Now, does it really solve an issue on how to expand somebody's ego? No, it doesn't. But I think from the focal point of just getting along and maybe avoiding conflict, it's a good strategy.
Well, then it does serve a purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
To sort of like superficially get along.
Yeah, for me that's like one of those like hard things to do because, when you have to agree with someone all the time, it can be really difficult. But, when you look at it from a more esoteric level, there really is no reason why you have to oppose or be in opposition of what that person is expressing. At that point in time, if they just want to talk, then they can talk. And then, if they ask for a question, then you can be of service. That's at least how I feel. So I'll just let them have it. I'll be like, I can definitely see where you're coming from. Because you can. They explain to you where they're coming from and
so
where their
mindset
is.
So wrap it up.
Is.
Give me three things. Come on, three things.
Three things. In terms of the egoic system, there are a lot of things that it's going to need to learn, associations, it's going to have to break that down, learn new associations, which means, you have to learn new habits, practice new habits, and sometimes work through belief systems that have been ingrained in you. So, it can definitely keep learning. Just don't be afraid.
L1, give me your three things. Come on, what's your advice for your human beings out there?
Remember, the egoic system is there. There's really no way you can kill it. So you might as well learn how to harmonize with it by reteaching it. It's just like a child. It needs to know how to behave, and you are responsible for teaching it how to behave. So make it the way it learns. That's great. Help it learn something new.
And I would say that don't limit yourself from learning. You guys are so afraid of listening to something new, and that to me is ridiculous. You're going to listen anyway. But, oh, no, I can't hear that. Oh, my ears. I'm like, look, you can listen. No one's going to convince you. And this whole thing about brainwashing people, that is ludicrous. Do you know what you got to do to brainwash someone? That is a tactic used by the Korean army where they starve you, and then they beat you, and then they confuse your neurological system so that you don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. And then they start feeding you the I'm your friend thing. Okay, you're not going through that by listening to something. So don't give me this whole brainwashing thing. I think that you guys are just cutting yourself short from actually expanding your mind. Take everything in and then choose what you want to do, what path you want to go in. Remember, the more you can put into your brain, your neurological system, without bias or judgment, the more you're going to learn, the more you're going to come out ahead. And I think that's what people do. And before we go, I want to give you guys just a little tidbit here. You can go to our YouTube channel, go to youtube.becomesource.com, go ahead and subscribe there and say hello Novi, hello Luna, hello L1. I want more Novis though, because I'm neglected. Anyway, you can go to Facebook at facebook.becomesource.com. Please subscribe there so you can catch up with us and see our latest shows and what we post over there and do stuff like that. And of course, you could always go to Blog Talk Radio and catch us on the podcast that we have. I think Luna wants to say something. Luna, you up to something over there, miss?
Oh, nothing, you guys. I just, you know, I hope you guys had a wonderful time with our Mem Jogger. And don't forget to subscribe. So also, you know, don't forget to hit a like to our video and check us out next time.
Check us out next time on Become the Source Mem Jogger. Mem Jogger, Mem Jogger. Whoa, 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 Mem Jogger. I'm just kidding. I can't rap. Unless it's tuna fish, because I like tuna fish. Love you guys. Don't forget to become the source and wake up consciousness.